Good morning. It's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration. I was thinking this morning about the fact that this is, again, September 11th. It's now about 13 years ago, I guess, that the terrorist attack was on New York and the Pentagon. And just thinking about all the all that has happened since then, and the chaos in the world in our time now, and I was thinking about where I could go to, where I could read from, to give us a little bit of hope and comfort. And I thought about Jesus' words in John chapter 14, the Gospel of John chapter 14. Here it is, Jesus' last conversations with his disciples before he goes to the cross. And you have from about chapter 13 on to about chapter 17 or 18 is kind of like Jesus' last instructions, and a lot of it is comfort and encouragement for his disciples, knowing what they would face just a few hours in the future there, and wanting to give them some hope and something to go on, and that they're not surprised, or obviously they were still surprised, but at least they had his words that they could look back on and say, oh yes, he said that this is what's going to happen, and we didn't see it, but you know, here it is. We shouldn't be worried. So anyway, I'm just going to read John chapter 14 and maybe make a few comments as we go. And he starts out with, in this chapter, he starts out with, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Actually, if I go back to John chapter 13 a little bit, we could look at the context. It's just after Peter, after Jesus said that they're all gonna desert him, and Peter said, and it's just when Jesus said to Peter that verily, verily I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. And so, anyway, that's the background of the context. And then he says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, shew us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, shew us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father that he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments, keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and he he will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, and let us go hence. And then he follows on with chapter 15 and talks about the vine and the branches and how when we abide in him, we will bring forth fruit. But the chapter 14 starts with the thought, let not your heart be troubled, and it ends with that as well, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Verse 27, and here we have a lot of the different comforts. He talks about the Comforter that he's going to send, that will be with us. And the disciples found this hard to understand at the time. He even said, verse 28, "Ye have heard now. I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I." And that, of course, was very hard for them to understand. It's even hard for us to understand today sometimes. Sometimes, you know, we think that, you know, well, if Jesus was here present in, you know, with us, wouldn't that be better? I mean, why was that, why should they rejoice with that? Or why was it better for him that he, for them, that he would go away? But when we understand that when Jesus went back to the Father, he sent us the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. And that dwells within us. It's not a man that's outside of us that can just instruct us and teach us. And we see how when Jesus went to heaven and he sent the Holy Ghost, that it transformed these disciples' lives. Before that, they were always bickering and talking about who's the greatest and all of that. But after that, you never heard any of that anymore. They were changed from within. The Comforter had come, the Holy Ghost that gave them comfort from within and confidence. And they became fearless. Before that, they could not stand up against, you know, they denied him. They ran away from him. And yet, after that, you know, they were fearless. Even in the face of death, they were not afraid of anything. And so we see how that just flows together so well, how Jesus talks about being not being afraid and not being troubled, and how he's going to send a Comforter to comfort us. He will not leave us comfortless, but will come to you. And so may that be our focus, even in today's world with all the chaos and uncertainty of everything around us, and it just seems like everything's falling to pieces. The Middle East is in chaos, and even in our country there's discord and fighting within and all those things that are, you know, can seem a little troubling to us if we think about it. But may we keep our eyes on our Jesus and remember that he has sent the Comforter, and that is for all of us. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And again, I'm going to, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." God bless you. May his comfort be with you.